almighty samurai Tyrone here. I want to tell you to listen to my favorite show, Spicy Boys, Wednesday at 12 a.m. Unless you are a normie, then please leave.
Hi, it's Louis Crochu, one of the hosts of the show. I gotta say, this is a good one. Wow, I give it the Louis Crochu seal of approval. Thumbs up, great job. At CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is No Dead Air, a music show dedicated towards providing you with hard-to-find programming, making it more accessible to a wider range of audiences. And on this show, we play jazz fusion, experimental electronic, and post-rock programming. Today, we have an eclectic mix. I want to get straight into this playlist and discuss some of the songs. So here's our number one shot. So that was Pickled with an exclamation mark by Flying Lotus. Flying Lotus's first two albums, especially the Los Angeles LP, which I think I've featured on the show before, sparked its own record label called Brain Feeder Records. And this label has been responsible for promoting and putting out a lot of the really experimental electronic music, especially on the West Coast in the Los Angeles area. A lot of different artists have, you know, signed or released onto this label. It's been quite successful. And it was named after one of Flying Lotus's earlier tracks off of that LP. And I think that the label's done a really good job of finding the sounds that fit categorically together in this weird left field area of electronic music and bundling them under one umbrella. And I always go to Brain Feeder Records as a potential source to find good music because I know they got a lot of great reliable content out there. This song was a fast paced free jazz, a lot of bass and a lot of like noise that was just like screeching, scratching, almost pulling apart. Funnily enough, this was an alarm of mine for a while, and I didn't particularly get scared by it, but my family at the time did, so I was up right away to turn it off so I didn't wake anybody else up in the house. Okay, so we've got, to give you a little bit of a rundown of the show, we're going to discuss some other songs. These are a little bit more mature in theme, so I will be mentioning a disclaimer after the next track. This is a Sacramento trio that I've been listening to for quite a long time, and their content has been very in your face, very extreme, very, very aggressive and immediate. Also very noisy, but it's to summarize their music as, you know, those adjectives is not doing their work credit. Particularly, there's a lot of really great experimentation with the music, and even in the messages that they deliver on their song. It's not always about being angry. It's, you know, sometimes they have you know, deeper and other messages that they're trying to get across with their music. Other times it's more abstract and nonsensical and just music for the sake of music, and it's like, you know, why? Because it's fun to listen to. And then I want to play some songs from a Swans record that I've been listening to recently called Soundtracks for the Blind. And I know that this is a classic, or you know, in the community, maybe recognized as one. I hadn't listened to it until last week, and I wanted to play, you know, two songs, one and a half. I'll cut the other half of the latter song out, because it's just a drone. But I wanted to feature those, and I wanted to talk about this record a little bit more. And then I have some other electronic releases from the 1990s for the last third of the episode that I want to play. So before we do all of that, I wanted to feature a local favorite of mine. This is We Are the City. They are a Vancouver Canadian rock band, psychedelic rock band even, I might say, progressive rock band, although it's not really in the same era as the other progressive rock that you might associate or be familiar with. It's, you know, they released this in 2015, and it actually is a soundtrack to a film by the same name as the album, Violent. Yeah, it's hardly, well, at least the song doesn't, you know, it's very nice sounding, and it's got a nice catchy upbeat hook to it, which I really enjoy. I've been, you know, I got, after listening to this record, I explored some of their other work. And they've had some other releases. Some of them put up on their Bandcamp page, and they were okay. But this album was pretty good, especially the first half. And this is my favorite track from it. So, I mean, I would recommend. Yeah, there's a lot of great local artists in Vancouver, especially like Japan Droids, also a rock band from based in Vancouver. That they've put out some excellent content. Actually, and others, you know, there have been others. So Vancouver is always a city to produce new musicians, you know, that make it somewhere, which is always exciting. So this is Bottom of the Lake by We Are the City, off of their album Violent. We'll be right back.
lake to the bottom of the lake.
And the next song that this is segueing into is actually pretty good as well. I really like the cascading mallet instrument it sounded like that was going all over it. And the drums, the driving drums. And I found his voice a little airy and a little nasally, but I really liked the song, and some of the other songs on that record are quite good as well. Next up, okay, so I wanted to preface this, so I'm going to make the disclaimer now. The following few songs may contain, well, they do contain mature content, such as explicit language and sexual themes and violence, but I still wanted to include them on this show, and I wanted to kind of maybe draw your attention to just kind of, like, the stage presence and then the artists themselves, because these I mean, okay, so Death Grips, the name even has a tone. It's kind of giving off a tone already. So this band, is Trio, they're from Sacramento. Their content is just notoriously, like, oh my, it's aggressive. It's in your face. It's saying a lot of nasty things at times. Sometimes, you know, but it's good. It's engaging. It really captivates. It really gets people going, and it's not insulting, like, the listener, but it's talking about all of these things that are just taken to such an extreme level, almost unrealistic. But it's gory and other things, and but you listen to these artists talk about their music in an interview, and they don't do too many interviews. That's just kind of how they are, but. But in the interviews that do exist online, you know, these people are, you know, sophisticated, calm, composed, very intellectual. They're thinking through their music, and they're doing all of this intentionally. And they're obviously not living the life that they're, like, singing about and acting and storytelling. Because, I mean, if you're like a thug or a gangster involved in, like, the types of stuff that he might, you know, be rapping about or whatever, you know, you're not going to have the words basilisk and lycanthropy in your vocabulary as a rapper if you're living on the street, if you know what I'm saying. Like, that, like, it's great, you know, it's really out there music. And I mean, getting past the point of you might be a little bit off-putted because some of the content, especially in the lyrics. The experience of just enjoying the sounds and the lyrics included, you know, just kind of for, like, the emotional release and everything there. It can be a really good experience, and I really like this band for it, because they've done a lot. They've released, I think, four LPs and two EPs in the past few years, one after the other, and it's been consistently good. Consistently good. So this is off of one of their most, I guess, highly praised records, called The Money Store. This was released in 2012, and I think this is the last track. This is called Hacker, and it's a little bit of a dance tune, which is nice. So we're going to play it. So this is a song, may contain mature content, as well as the next two tracks that I play might also be of the same vein, but different band. So this is Hacker by Death Grips.
Hey, no ins and outs. You come out, your shit is gone. Bitch.
Going back to Tangier with some guns and a spear. Post Christian shit, post chicken of the egg addiction shit. Past the sherm stick, be your reality. Be the freak you wanna see, just don't follow me. I'm on a journey to the center of three. Grab your fucking chain and drag it to the bike lane. Everybody's like, I got this pregnant snake. I'm dazed, surrounded by long hair. A plethora of maniacs and spiral stairs. Make you wanna break in the Apple Store. Sink or swim, who fucking cares? But the birth call is dick. Y'all God can't handle this shit. Headed for the Sammy Davis wing. Grow up a black hole, the dangers of linens and things on the way. Never call it a day. Visit Tesla's grave for the ninth time today. Still on the way, bigger wing.
Right, so that was Hacker by Death Grips. I hope that was enjoyable. I love this song. And the rest of the content on that record, The Money Store, is all unique. It's a shorter album, But the tracks that are there are all standalone great tunes. They're, you know, not no interludes. They're all, like, they have substance and meat to them. And they're all very unique, and they all have their own style, and they're very engaging, very stimulating, you know, sometimes they have a lot of elements to them. Sometimes it's really just MC Ride's vocal performance that holds the track down. And the band's composition is interesting. They have, so MC Ride is the vocalist. He was the one who was rapping. They also have Flatlander. And Flatlander's doing the electronic percussion. And I don't want to get his name wrong. It was Zach Hill was the drummer. Yes, Zach Hill. And so the three of them make up the band Death Grips. They've had a number of collaborative songs with other artists. I know for a fact that on one of the records, Bjork donated some vocals, guest vocals for a song that they chopped up and spliced and rearranged and did all sorts of digital things to them, digital after effects to them to make it kind of more disorienting, as it were. Okay, so the next song I wanted to talk about. So these are two tracks. I'm really only going to play like 5 seconds of the second one, just because the transition into it is so awesome. I really wanted to capture that moment. But this is from the album Soundtracks for the Blind, and this is a long record. It's certainly inaccessible. Like, I don't think it's something I could just put on. You know, I have to definitely be in the mood and doing repetitive listens over the past few weeks have really gotten me into the album, and I have enjoyed some of the tracks, you know, quite a bit. I have to confess, I don't think I've really given the rest of the album a fair shot, just because it's just the amount of time it demands from you is a little much and been busy. But these two songs, all lined up, and the track that it transitions to, Surrogate 2, which is really just a drone track, but I just wanted to capture that transition, are awesome. And so all lined up, it has these eerily quiet vocals that are just whispers, and they're creepy, they're twisted, you know, perverted, something's wrong, like something like they're off-putting. And then all of a sudden there's this transition, but it's not really a transition. It's almost like a non-transition. The song just kind of stops and immediately cuts into like this huge post-rock like rock groove, and it just and there's a wall of sound all of a sudden, and it's so heavy, and then it just instantly cuts back, you know, not right after it was introduced, but, you know, given some time, the transition is immediate. It's just like somebody overlaid two tracks digitally, took a dividing line, and then just removed the ends, and that was it. You know, there's no transition, nothing. It's just, well, all of a sudden you're listening to something else, it seems. But it works, you know, it almost works because there's just no care in the transition whatsoever. And the way that these two musical pieces kind of contrast each other in the same song is kind of cool. It kind of adds to the you know, something's wrong, you know, because, you know, even the way that the track was assembled is something's wrong with it. And it's kind of like, whoa, like all of a sudden you're perked up. You kind of get that like shock, and you're like on your toes. You're aware, you know. You're listening kind of to make sure that nothing happens to you, but it's just headphones. So yeah, you know, music can kind of do all sorts of things with your emotions, and I think listening to, you know, you can find a lot of joy and entertainment and pleasure out of listening to stuff that might actually scare you or whatever. So. That's what I found. I think as I've listened to more music, I've tried exploring these other weird emotions while listening to records, and it's been very rewarding. Okay, so I'm going to try listening to this song with you guys, All Lined Up. This is from their album Soundtracks for the Blind, Swans, the band, 1996. And then the transition into Surrogate 2. Okay, let's try it.
Thank you.
Wow. see what I mean? It, yeah, very, very weird track. Very disturbing track, but, you know, it's, excuse me. And then the transition into that sound at the end was, I've never heard anything like it before. I felt like I had to share it with you guys. I mean, somebody out there is going to be like, whoa, that's kind of cool. So if that at all interests you, check it out. There's way more weird stuff in that album. And I mean, weird isn't always better, but, the experiments for the most part on that Soundtracks for the Blind record, were successful. It's good art. It's good art. It makes you think about things, and it also is entertaining, and the sound is good, and the band's really, you might not be entirely sure why they're making the music, but it's got a theme. It's really, it's well put together. So I mean, who cares? Yeah, and that's it for the mature content for this episode. I think for the rest of the album, we're going to take it a little bit easier. I've got some nicer sounding songs. But before we do that, we have a few PSAs. And I'd like to remind everyone that we're broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people, from UBC's Point Grey campus. Okay, so let's play. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Dressed in lingerie, we're hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
That sounds awful, getting so plastered you don't remember the show. Concert memories are always in my back pocket. I would just go back and reminisce about all the concerts I've been to. They, you know, always a good time. Okay, so the next song that I wanted to play, I've played a song from this record before. This is Ariel Pink's newest record, dedicated to Bobby Jameson. I did play Another Weekend Out of My Life. I did play that song a few episodes ago. But I listened to the rest of the record, and you know, funnily enough, I had it on. We were driving out in Langley or somewhere. We were going on like some road trip. It took a while to get there, is the point. And I was sitting in the passenger seat, and I dozed off. And the record was going on. I was kind of doing my homework. I was listening to it, but I fell asleep halfway through, I think, or I was groggy, so I wasn't really listening to it. And I only remember Another Weekend song, and I thought the rest of the record was kind of I wasn't feeling it. It wasn't me. But then I listened to it again, and I'm like, whoa, okay, I don't remember this song, but it sounds really great. And I discovered a few more tracks off of the record that I really enjoyed as well. I think I Want to Be Young, what was it? It was Kitchen Witch, and then the title track of the record, dedicated to Bobby Jameson. I have no idea who Bobby Jameson is. I probably should have done my research a little bit better. But I really like this track. So we're going to play it. So this is off of Ariel Pink's newest record from 2017, dedicated to Bobby Jameson.
Yeah.
I mean, the guitar solo is kind of gimmicky. And, okay, so Bobby Jameson, supposedly, I haven't heard of him, but he's real. He is real. He was a musical artist in the 1960s, 1970s. And they call him a singer-songwriter. I guess pop, rock, folk, blues. It was pretty much all the same back then. It's one of those. Sometimes jazz. But he worked with Frank Zappa. And compared to Love's album Forever Changes, which I have heard. So I might give this guy a listen after the show. but yeah, I really like that song, Dedicated to Bobby Jameson. The very summery, very just, oh, like, happy, whoa. And then it goes into that other groove. And the transitions are cool. And the bass, I really like the bass in that song, too. I thought it was doing a really good job. And then the way he has that, like, that wash of just, kind of like a fuzz. Something, it's like everything is being sung or played through a filter with Ariel, always. It's just that psychedelic, it's everything has an effect to it. So that was done quite tastefully on a lot of the songs on this record, and not overblown as it can easily be. And I think it goes really well with the whole like pink aesthetic on the album cover, and you know, in his name. It's like I always picture that kind of timbre and fuzz as being pink. It's pink fuzz, whatever that means. okay, so up next, I have a couple of songs. I was going to play Fear of Corners. I'm not sure if any of you guys know what or I've heard Fear of Corners by DNTL. It's an excellent song. You know what? Maybe I should play it instead of Umbrella. Ooh. I'm going to play Umbrella. But I would highly recommend go checking out Fear of Corners, as well as This is the Dream of Edith and Chan. This is a down-tempo record from the early 2000s called Life is Full of Possibilities. It's very unique. I don't think I've ever heard anything like it. Even though I have heard other down-tempo records, just the way it's kind of put together, and you know, the vocalists on each track are new, and you know, Fear of Corners is this like really rigid, convoluted like rhythmic song that's got almost all percussion and no melody to it, and then Umbrella is this like more epic, electronic pop song, and then the Edith and Chan, This is the Dream of Edith and Chan, is like a noisier version of that pop song with a different lyrics and different hook and different different melody and everything else. So I think the best description of it would just be allowing me just like playing it, and maybe we can talk about it after. So this is Umbrella by DNTL. Off of the album Life is Full of Possibilities.
You can turn the city upside down if you want to, but it won't keep you dry. You can turn the city upside down like an umbrella, but it won't keep you dry. Keep you dry. When you wrap yourself in a highway strip, don't expect any warmth from it. All it is cold cement. Can turn the city upside down like an umbrella, but who knows what you'll find? Be careful, okay, if you try.
us each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
an advertisement for
Finding the Funny
on CITR 101.9 Mondays 6 to 6:30. We'd love for you to tune in and check us out on Twitter at Finding Funny FM. Every week, host Nico McEwen talks about new comedy topics, whether it be stand-up, sketch comedy, TV comedy, and more, always playing some of the most hilarious bits.
With your host, Nico McEwen.
Okay, so I've decided we're going to also listen to Fear of Corners, so this is what's coming up right next. This is Fear of Corners, DNTL, Life is Full of Possibilities. We'll talk about it afterwards. So that was Fear of Corners. I loved how there was so much space that you can actually, there's room for you to hear all of the little detail that was put into all of, to the tracks, like all the clicks, the little small rhythmic elements that are there. You can hear them, and there's space for everything to breathe, and it's just kind of relaxing. Although it's like, you know, it's very, it's complex. It's not a straightforward beat, but it kind of can sit in your head and just kind of like you can put it in the background. You kind of relax and lay back to it and really groove with it effortlessly because of all that space. I mean, other more complicated break beats and other, yeah, other if you know, rhythms like that often don't, you can't sink back into them. You feel like you're about to get involved. You have to put in work in order to keep up with the rhythm. But this wasn't the case, especially for this song. And then when the strings came in and kind of just oh, that was so nice. So nice. Yeah, so definitely worth checking out the rest of that record too. I think we're going to close off the show with one last song. It's been a pleasure, as always. Thank you for tuning in to No Dead Air and to CITR. 101.9 FM. Be sure to check out my Facebook page for the show. Just Google or Facebook search No Dead Air. It should come up. It's the one with the headphones, the record wearing the headphones. That's the little logo that we made for it. Yeah, you can leave a suggestion, critique for the show. A song you loved, song you didn't love, why, music videos, any sort of discussion. I also periodically post things keeping you in the know, up to date in the music world. If anything comes into my world that I feel like it's worth sharing, I'll be sure to post it there. So if you can't get enough of the show, also you can download the podcasts by going onto CITR's website. And all of the podcasts are available for download, including this one, after the show. So if you're listening to it on the go right now, hi, hey. Okay, so last but not least, this is a very lovely song. In fact, this whole record is lovely. It's got a lovely name, too. It's called I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. Aw, very lovely. This is by Yola Tango. They are an American rock band, I guess. Not so much rock as it's nice. It's just nice music. Like how are they called? Indie rock. Yeah, sure. It's indie. So this is a song called Autumn Sweater, and I really like the keyboard. It's a little buzzy in the way that it sounds, and the lyrics are nice, and the drums are also kind of thumpy and it's a very interesting song. There's also Center of Gravity, which is much more like airy and kind of almost aloof and lovingly sung about somebody else being their center of gravity and they lose come back to them, and it's like, oh, it just puts a smile on your face. So, yeah, I wanted to play this song. And if we have time, I might also do Center of Gravity. But I don't think so. We may have to save that for another episode. So this is Autumn Sweater by Yola Tango off of their record. It was, oh, my gosh. It was released over a decade ago, 1997. It's been that long. Wow. Wow, it's been that long. Time flies. Okay, so without further ado, thank you so much for tuning into the show. And we'll catch you 2 weeks from now. This has been No Dead Air. Up next, I don't think there's a show up next, but up next, more music from CITR. That's what's up next. Until next time.